and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please?
We could do this the easy way or the hard way.
There is an entire world out there where people fight to be relevant every single day.
We do what we do best! We improvise!
We think too much and feel too little.
Let's put a smile on that face.
Well, hello, Mr. Fancy Pants.
Now welcome to the final act.
Open
Sesame!
The Overdrive with Simon, driving you home from Monday to Thursday at 4 p.m.
It is 25 past 4. At this time of the day, we do our COVID slot. On the line is Dr. Daniel Israel, GP at Dr. Daniel Israel and Associates at Bluebird Medical Center in Burnham. Daniel, good to talk to you again.
As always, Simon.
So the question you're asking today, what can we learn from the UK about living with COVID?
So I think we're moving around the world here. Yesterday we discussed China and their draconian measures. Today we can look at a different model or a different experience and see what we can learn out of there, and that's the United Kingdom. So interestingly, the United Kingdom's really been kind of like the precursor to what's happened in the rest of Europe and other parts of the world through this pandemic. They took a similar approach to Israel to vaccinate quickly, and they removed a lot of their lockdown measures earlier as well. In the middle of July, they really started removing lockdown measures. And what's been interesting is that there's been an increase in cases in the UK compared to the rest of Europe. So if you look at, I always tell people that if the easiest way to see these things is to go onto Google and really just Google United Kingdom COVID graph, and you'll see what's gone on there. And you'll see that there's really been an increase in cases there in the last few weeks. And it's been attributed largely to the wintry weather that's started. But what's really interesting there is that because they've done so many vaccines, you're looking at a largely vaccinated population that is still getting a lot of cases. And then the operative question there to ask is what are the deaths like and the hospitalizations? Because then that's a model for us to learn here in South Africa. And interestingly, there's a study that's shown that, or the stats have shown that the UK actually has three times the amount of COVID cases per capita than, say, the US does. But only two-thirds of the deaths and hospitalizations. And if you look at the deaths over the UK on that graph, the deaths are very low. So this is really proof that the vaccines are not stopping COVID from spreading, but they are certainly stopping COVID from being serious. And this is something that we can learn that, you know, certainly there the red lists are being removed, the social, you know, isolation policies are being removed, and yet their hospitalizations and deaths are down. And perhaps this is the model going forward that we can aim for in South Africa.
That is such a massively important issue that you raise, Daniel, because many of us who are taking advantage of the ability to travel again have the UK in our sights. But the figures are horrendous that are coming out. They're talking about 45,000 new infections in 24 hours, and it's day after day after day. But what you're saying, what the reports aren't saying, is that the death rates are hell of a low. So it is working. Why then these massive numbers, though?
Because the COVID vaccines, as we know, do not prevent infection totally. We know that they reduce the rates of infection, and we know still that they, you know, just like an influenza and any other virus or any other, you know, infection, you can still get people with who are not in a great baseline starting point who may get complications and still unfortunately be hospitalized and die. So you will not find that the death rates in the UK are nothing, but relative to the numbers of new cases, the deaths and hospitalizations are very low. And we have to understand, based on following on from what we said yesterday, that if we're going to understand that we're not going to push out COVID for good and we're going to have to live in a world with COVID, we have to start looking at the measures so that we are able to travel to places like the UK. And we're living in a place in a space in South Africa at the moment where the numbers are exceptionally low. So we're all having a wonderful time, but it's almost like a COVID holiday. And we might be in the same place that the UK is in months to come. Sure. Like we've got to keep our heads above water and understand that as long as it's mild disease, we're in a much – we're in a very different place to where we were.
Absolutely,
a year ago.
Manageable.
So a lot to look forward to. Yeah.
Just one quick question, and we are out of time, but if we have been, those of us who are planning on traveling to the UK have been vaccinated, but more than 6 months ago or 6 months ago, would you recommend traveling or would you recommend staying at home?
So interestingly, a study out of the UK and out of Israel have both shown that antibodies drop after 6 months. We know that there's immunity beyond antibodies. There's other pathways of immunity, but according to Israeli data, you know, the third dose is very important, and certainly Israel's even looking at wanting people to have been vaccinated in the last 6 months. So, you know, with that as a background, I would say it would be wonderful to wait for a booster here. The problem is we don't know when the boosters will be available here or ethically available here. So I would say that at the moment, our immunity is probably still quite good, but in months to come, it might be worth putting it off. So let's look into that at our next discussion.
Interesting stuff. Thank you so much, Daniel Israel. Really appreciate your input as always.